Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 275. The fit is about to hit the shan. Mongo Wilder.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome to a special episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your ever humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show is sponsored by Blackbox. Blackbox is a new platform and community that is all about financial freedom for filmmakers like you. If you join Blackbox, you will be transformed from being a worker to being a maker of your own content, and you'll be making steady passive income from the global market. Blackbox currently allows you to upload your stock footage once, get it to many global agencies, and then allows you to share that passive income stream with your collaborators. Whether you want to submit old footage that's been sitting around in your hard drives or create brand new content, Blackbox is for you. It's really quite revolutionary. With Blackbox, filmmakers can concentrate on making great content while Blackbox takes care of all the business BS. Just visit www.blackbox.global to find out more. Well, the day is here. IFHTV is launching officially today to the world. And I wanted to do a special episode to tell you all about everything that's on the platform, on the streaming platform. And for those of you not heard about this, I don't know how you couldn't have, but for those of you who have not heard about this, it is Indie Film Hustle TV, IFHTV, which is the world's first streaming platform for filmmakers, screenwriters, and content creators. And if you want to check it out, just go over to www.indiefilmhustle.tv. Now, right now, the platform is only available on the web, but we just got our Apple TV app approved, the Roku app and the Amazon Fire TV app should be approved within the next week or so. Then in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will have our full-blown apps on Android and Apple, and it will be good for iPhone, Android phones, as well as iPads. Now, guys, this has been a dream of mine for a long time. I really wanted to create this world, a place where filmmakers, screenwriters, and content creators can go and get their fix, not only to just sit down and veg and watch amazing documentaries about the filmmaking process, but also a place where you could take top-end online education courses about every aspect of the filmmaking process, also television series about filmmaking, feature films that are based around the filmmaking process or actors or the creative arts in one way, shape, or form. And I've always wanted to do that. Back in the days when I was in my video store days, I would hunt for making of DVDs, and before that VHSs of, you know, Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all of those kind of movies to show me a little bit about how the process was made. And nowadays there is so much information out there, but it's scattered everywhere and some of it's lost. Some of it is just not available anymore. And there's still some amazing stuff on those making of videos and documentaries, and you might only have to buy a Blu-ray or something like that to get access to it. And nowadays, with all the streaming, there's not a lot of those special features even being made or available to the average film goer or filmmaker or screenwriter. So I wanted to kind of go after all of those things. And I would sit there and veg out watching documentaries about making of movies and just all different aspects about the film business. And also just a place where you can get interviews with some of the biggest screenwriters, like in the dialogue series that we have, which has 27 of the top screenwriters in Hollywood talking for about an hour and a half about their process. We've got the first 2 seasons up right now, and we'll be releasing seasons every month going forward. And you know, interviews with Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, James Cameron, Martin Scorsese, Tim Burton, Spike Lee, so many amazing filmmakers with these exclusive interviews that you can't get anywhere else, not for this price at least. And I really, really hope that you guys get a lot out of this. I've worked extremely, extremely hard on just curating and talking to independent filmmakers and getting their movies in. And I'm going to go over a bunch of the content that we have in the platform in a little bit. But, you know, it's just taken me months. And that's why it's been a little bit rough for me to stay on a consistent schedule with the podcast. But I still get out at least 2 podcasts out every week. And then every other week we get 3 podcasts out with the Bulletproof Screenplay podcast as well. So it's just, you know, I've been doing this pretty much all myself, guys. So it's not easy doing this, but I really wanted to do this for you guys. I really wanted to take Indie Film Hustle up a notch and really kind of break through, because there is nothing else out there like this. Unfortunately, they just shut down Filmstruck, which was Criterion Collection's amazing service that was for whatever reason taken down. And even that service did not have what we're offering. We're offering a completely different kind of service. But the closest thing I can think about it was the Criterion Collection stuff that they had going on. They didn't have nearly as much behind the scenes stuff as we do, but it's still, you know, a filmmaker's heaven. So I'm very saddened about that streaming service going down, but now you have IFH TV. So let's talk a little bit about what we have on the platform right now. If you guys follow me on YouTube or on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you know that I've been putting out trailers for a lot of the movies and shows that we have on IFH TV. So let's first talk about documentaries, some of the amazing documentaries that we have on IFH TV. First ones we have are Unearth and Untold, The Path to Pet Sematary, which is an amazing documentary about the inner workings of how that movie got made. If you guys love that movie, and I know I do, it's a Stephen King book. It was great, wonderful insight on how that movie was made. Another great, great documentary, Dreams on Spec, which follows some up-and-coming screenwriters as they go through their journey through Hollywood to get their films produced. And then they intercut it with interviews of some of the best screenwriters ever on there, like Nora Ephron and James L. Brooks and so many others as well. So that's a great documentary. Now, we also have an awesome little film called Off the Tracks, which is a documentary about Final Cut Pro X. And what the hell happened to Final Cut Pro? I know that I was a Final Cut Pro editor for many, many years. And when Final Cut Pro X came out, people lost their minds. And this is a documentary going through the complete breakdown and horrible mishaps of Final Cut Pro X when it got released. But then it talks about how powerful that software has become and where the future is and how it's kind of changing things as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful documentary. If you're a post guy, you've got to watch it. Another one we got is Out of Print, which is a great documentary about the New Beverly Cinema, the movie theater that is owned by Quentin Tarantino and only shows 35mm prints, and just talks about the need to hold on to 35mm projections and things like that. And it's a wonderful, if you're ever in LA, you got to go to the New Beverly. It is an amazing experience. We also have another documentary called Character, which is a raw and candid dialogue on the life and career of actors by people like Dabney Coleman, Peter Falk, Charles Grodin, Harry D. Anderson, and Sidney Pollack. It is a great, great documentary on the insights of the acting process. And another one is Light and Shadow, which interviews some of the best cinematographers in the world and discusses how they do what they do. It's a great, great, wonderful documentary. Now let's get into some series. We have, and I'm so, so proud because I went after these guys to get it and to get this for you guys, because it's always been very, very expensive to get a hold of these guys, this content. But the legendary Kodak Cinematography Masterclass series. Some of the world's best cinematographers, ASC cinematographers, talk about, like some of the episodes are how Dean Semler, the cinematographer of Dances with Wolves, the Academy Award-winning cinematographer of Dances with Wolves, did what they did. He did. How you shot Dead Poets Society with John Seale, shooting for black and white, shooting for fantasy, shooting for drama, shooting for realism, shooting within a studio setting, and even location lighting. All this is part of the masterclass taught by some of the world's best cinematographers. Another great series is The Dialogue. learning from the masters, which I talked about earlier. 27 of the world's best screenwriters talk about their life and craft and what they do and how they do it. It is eye-opening. I saw it when it first came out on DVD years ago, and now it is on IFH TV. We also have The Masters of Terror. If you're into horror filmmaking, definitely check that series out. It's like 18, 19 episodes on the craft of horror filmmaking from Danny Draven, a horror filmmaker extraordinaire. We also have Director's Life Behind the Camera, where you will get 4.5 hours of interviews with some of the legendary icons of cinema, Spielberg, Cameron, Scorsese, and so on. Such an amazing program. Definitely watch it if you guys jump on. Now let's talk a little bit about the courses that we have on the platform. First up is VFX Green Screen Shooting for Directors and Cinematographers. An amazing course if you ever want to shoot green screen. Next is Filmmaking in a Box. This is a 19-hour course taking you through the making of an independent film from every single aspect of it. It is eye-opening, just remarkable. We have The Art of Screenwriting. We also have Critics, the first seasons of Critics, the first seasons of Film Fellas, which is an amazing kind of sit-down talking show where you get 4 or 5 directors, cinematographers, people to talk about the business. And for all of you tribe members who have not seen it yet, This Is Meg is going to be available on IFH TV. It is available now. I'm going to be working on a director's commentary this next month. So on December release, we'll have a new commentary, hopefully. And of course, On the Corner of Ego and Desire will be premiering here probably sometime after the new year. We also have exclusive workshops that I was able to give over at Slam Dance, talking about DaVinci Resolve, talking about camera to post workflow, exclusively on the platform, not to mention the full Ask Alex show, which has been piecemealed out little by little over the year. But now I've got every episode up there in its full entirety, which is a great way for you just to see how I consult with filmmakers, and they ask me questions and I work through what their needs are. And it's a wonderful kind of like fly on the wall content. And if you need any help in marketing, we have Facebook, Instagram, Facebook ads, Twitter courses, anything you need to know about social media and helping you get your film out there. We have courses about that as well. And we have a new show called the Indie Film Hustle TV Video Podcast, which is going to be interviews that I will release eventually on the podcast, but they will first make their debut on IFH TV. Now, this is great because you can see me actually talking to the guests, how we interact and so on. And it's really great. We have a few episodes up right now, things that we have not released yet on the podcast. So very exciting. Of course, all my interviews from Sundance, even new ones that have never been released before. And just so much more, guys. Crowdfunding, distribution, anything you need to know about, we have a lot of information on there. And of course, the podcast archives for Indie Film Hustle, for Bulletproof Screenplay, and for the Film Festival Hacks podcast. All of them are on IFH TV. And also, guys, every month I'm going to be putting up brand new content, new movies, new courses, new series, new interviews, new everything. We're going to be putting them out every month, so this is going to stay fresh for you, even though right now there is about, I'm going to say, over 400 hours now of content on IFH TV at the launch, and my goal is to get that up to a lot more moving forward. But there is a lot of stuff on there right now that will keep you busy for months if you watch everything. But I will continue to build out the library, build out everything, start creating brand new content for IFH TV. And I'm going to be creating new originals, like new feature films, shorts, series, and things like that, that I'll be producing moving on in the future as well. So much stuff coming to IFH TV. Guys, again, if you're interested to sign up, today is the day. It is $10.99 a month, or if you want to go for a full year, you get a free month and it's just $120. And that's going to only last until February 1st. After February 1st, it goes up to its normal price, which will be $13.99 and $150 a year. So if you want to sign up for it now. You'll be grandfathered in forever, as long as we keep this thing going. But thank you so, so, so much. Head over to www.indiefilmhustle.tv, or if you want something a little simpler, ifhtv.com will get you there as well, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. I would not have been able to do this without all of you, without all of the support from the tribe over the years. It's taken me over 3.5 years since I launched Indie Film Hustle to get to a point where I can do something like this for the filmmaking community. I really hope it continues to grow. People who got early access have been giant going in. I've been looking in the back end. People have been watching movies and courses and videos left and right. And it is so nice, and it's so wonderful. And I'm so happy by the emails and messages that I'm getting from all of you guys who are on the platform. Thank you again so, so much. And for all of my international listeners, this is available to everybody worldwide. If you have an internet connection and you've got a web and you can get on the web, you will be able to have access to IFHTV. Those other apps, if you have access to those stores like the App Store, Google, or Apple TV or Fire TV or any of those kind of places, you'll be able to get access to it as well, but it will be worldwide. Thank you again for all the support, guys. And I will, of course, continue to create other content, podcasts. Everything will go as normal. I've just now thrown IFHTV on my plate to deal with. Not to mention the book that I'm finishing writing right now, which hopefully will be out soon. That will be a whole other podcast for another day. We will talk about that very, very soon. I'm excited to talk to you about that and some other things I've got cooking on for you guys. But again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support. And I really hope this is of service to you guys on your journey to your dreams and to getting to where you want to be in life. There is no excuse. There is no reason why you're not doing what you want to do in your life, okay? If you have struggles, if you have things in front of you, that the obstacles that you need to get out, figure it out. Figure out how you can get over those struggles, get over those obstacles, go around them, dig a tunnel underneath it, you know, do whatever you need to do, but get it done. I've hopefully given you a lot of tools over the years with Indie Film Hustle, all the content I've created there, and now with IFHTV. There are tools, there's information, there is knowledge, there is resources. There is no effing excuse. Go out there, follow your dreams, and thank you again for all your support, guys. Once again, if you want to sign up, head over to ifhtv.com or www.indiefilmhustle.tv. As always, keep that hustle going. Keep that effing dream alive. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Indie Film Hustle podcast at indiefilmhustle.com. That's IndieFilmHustle.com.